quoth she.
I am,
quoth he,
expected of my friends. And now 'tis dark, and going I shall fall.
In night,
quoth she,
desire sees best of all. But if thou fall, oh, then imagine this. The earth in love with thee, thy footing trips, and all is but to rob thee of a kiss. Rich praise make true men thieves, so do thy lips make modest Diane cloudy and forlorn, lest she should steal a kiss and die forsworn. Now of this dark night I perceive the reason. Cynthia for shame obscures her silver shine, till forging nature be condemned of treason, for stealing moulds from heaven that were divine, wherein she framed thee in high heaven's despite, to shame the sun by day and her by night. And therefore hath she bribed the destinies to cross the curious workmanship of nature, to mingle beauty with infirmities and pure perfection with impure defeature, making it subject to the tyranny of mad mischances and much misery. As burning fevers, agues pale and faint, life-poisoning pestilence and frenzies would, the marrow-eating sickness whose attaint disorder breeds by heating of the blood, surfeits, impostumes, grief and damned despair swear nature's death for framing thee so fair. And not the least of all these maladies, but in 1 minute's fight brings beauty under, both favour, savour, hue and qualities, whereat the impartial gazer late did wonder, are on the sudden wasted, thawed and done, as mountain snow melts with the midday sun. Therefore, despite of fruitless chastity, love-lacking vestals and self-loving nuns, that on the earth would breed a scarcity and barren dearth of daughters and of sons, be prodigal. The lamp that burns by night dries up his oil to lend the world his light. What is thy body but a swallowing grave, seeming to bury that posterity, which by the rites of time thou needs must have, if thou destroy them not in dark obscurity? If so, the world will hold thee in disdain, sith in thy pride so fair a hope is slain. So in thyself art made away, a mischief worse than civil homebred strife, or theirs whose desperate hands themselves do slay, or butcher's sire that reaves his son of life. Foul cankering rust the hidden treasure frets, but gold that's put to use more gold begets.
Nay then,
quoth Adon,
you will fall again into your idle, overhandled theme. The kiss I gave you is bestowed in vain, and all in vain you strive against the stream. For by this black-faced night, desire's foul nurse, your treaties makes me like you worse and worse. If love hath lent you 20,000 tongues, and every tongue more moving than your own, bewitching like the wanton mermaid's songs, yet from mine ear the tempting tune is blown. For know, my heart stands armed in mine ear, and will not let a false sound enter there. Lest the deceiving harmony should run into the quiet closure of my breast, and then my little heart were quite undone in his bedchamber to be barred of rest. No, lady, no. My heart longs not to groan, but soundly sleeps while now it sleeps alone. What have you urged that I cannot reprove? The path is smooth that leadeth on to danger. I hate not love, but your device in love that lends embracements unto every stranger. You do it for increase. Oh, strange excuse when reason is the board to lust's abuse. Call it not love, for love to heaven is fled, since sweating lust on earth usurped his name, under whose simple semblance he hath fed upon fresh beauty, blotting it with blame, which the hot tyrant stains and soon bereaves, as caterpillars do the tender leaves. Love comforteth like sunshine after rain, but lust's effect is tempest after sun. Love's gentle spring doth always fresh remain. Lust's winter comes ere summer.